Nowadays, art is not constricted to the world of museums and galleries. One way that art can be found in mainstream media is in collaboration with brands. These partnerships can create work that is at the intersection of art and commercial advert, which makes the process behind these adverts especially interesting. Collaborations between artist and brand offer many opportunities to artist and company when done correctly. In December 2018, the high fashion brand Burberry collaborated with the young London-based artist Juno Calypso for their Christmas advert, Close Your Eyes and Think of Christmas. This essay will explore why this advert is a successful merging of the artist's vision and the company's demands. There are two criteria that are crucial to the outcome of any collaboration. The first one being that the final product has to have a clear sense of purpose. Both brand and artist have to be certain about what values they want to express. Secondly, the communication between artist and brand needs to be open and equal. A good collaboration finds middle ground between the artist's style and integrity and the brand's vision and commercial demands, without one side dominating the other. Burberry is a high fashion brand that is known for their quality fabrics and elevated design. The name Burberry is well known and established, which on the one hand means that they have no need to prove their value and status in the fashion world. On the other hand, it means that in this partnership, Burberry is the more powerful party. This aspect is very important considering the power dynamic between the two sides and the demands the company can make. Contrary to that, Calypso is an artist in her late 20s, even though she only graduated from London College of Communications photography course in 2012, she has since established her own visual style with her past photography series Joys and The Honeymoon. With her past work, she explores modern femininity and how the beauty industry manipulates women. Wonderland magazine describes her work as a sensual world of her own, equal parts fantasy and demoralizing nightmare, with a boldness and distinct visual language. She is known for her pastel and retro settings, as well for a certain atmosphere that accompanies her pictures. The viewer feels a lingering disappointment and isolation. However, since Calypso is only in her 20s, she still has to prove her spot in the art scene and whether her career is a sprint or a marathon. Though she has collaborated in the past, Burberry is the first high fashion brand and decidedly the biggest collaboration yet. The advert itself consists of different scenes that are connected to each other through the camera movement and a similar atmosphere. The artist wanted to portray a more realistic British Christmas, shot through a fantasy lens. The campaign takes the viewer through all the key seasonal rituals, both good and bad. She shows the typical rainy weather and the traditions that surround Christmas in a less glamorous setting. The only elevating factor is Burberry's fashion. Another reason why this collaboration seems to work so well is that while Burberry is well established, they are flexible to the visual style of the adverts. While the core value of elegant, high-quality outerwear stays consistent, the visual style of the advert varied over the years, giving the artist room for their own style. As to the values expressed in this advert, it is very clear that the focus lies on the fashion. The underlying critique is subtler and doesn't overshadow the actual purpose of the advert. This creates a perfect balance between the brand's commercial demands and Calypso's artistic style. An advert that is purely celebratory of the fashion industry and Christmas traditions would have been unlike the artist and would have hurt her artistic integrity. Another major example of how artist and brand found middle ground is the production and process of making this advert. Calypso, who usually works on her own, prefers to let her artistic process be very spontaneous and intuitive. This work process is, however, unsuitable when working with a brand that has to fulfill a commercial standard and has their own expectations for the product. Therefore, Calypso had to adapt her style of work to meet Burberry's. In return, a collaboration like this offers, next to the publicity, many other opportunities to the artist. A brand like Burberry is able to supply a big budget and resources like camera team and cast. Calypso was able to explore a different level of production with less limitations. However, in an interview she states that she wanted the post-production to be completely up to her. Burberry had to trust her with the material and wait for the end product. This process shows the balance a collaboration has to find, with both sides sacrificing a part of their usual work, but also gaining from that new opportunity. While there are these major differences in production process, the overall advert fits in very well with Calypso's previous work. There are several aspects that make the advert feel coherent with her portfolio, for example the unsettling music and the limited color palette, to only name a few. The most important aspect, however, is that the overall tone and impact of the advert is similar to her artwork. It captures moments of ambiguity or contemplation. Even though it is an advert for a commercial company, it is not lacking subtle critique for the consumption cult surrounding modern Christmas. In her previous work, Calypso shows characters that strive to stay young and find happiness by buying into the multi-million dollar beauty industry, but fail to achieve the expected fulfillment through these products. She depicts the moment in which the characters feel the disappointment of this failure. The same suggestion is made in this advert. The people resemble the wish to achieve happiness through high fashion like Burberry, but fail to do so. They do not engage in their relationships and excel a sense of isolation. These aspects can be found in works like The Honeymoon and Joyce, making the advert coherent with Calypso's previous work. Overall, this advert creates a perfect middle ground between artist and brand. The process of creation and the end product are proof of the balance between artist and company. It is especially interesting that the artist created a subversive video that seems to celebrate the fashion industry and critique it at the same time without hurting the company. Even though Burberry is a big company with a massive audience, they did not take advantage of this superior position and gave the artist room to show her point of view. Similarly, Calypso was flexible in her work process and modified it to fit the commercial standard, without transforming her style rather than translating it for the commercial eye.